paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Gary Meyer with Richard Lewis on WGN. Richard in town Thursday at Zanies on Wells. Two shows Friday, two shows at Zanies in Rosemont.
Where is Rosemont, by the way?
It's out by O'Hare Airport.
Good night. All right, I'm leaving.
And then you can go right from
Zanies, right from the second show to the gate.
To the gate and go right back home.
Yeah, they have a lot of 2 a.m. flights.
Yeah, okay.
There was
There was a huge article in the Sunday Tribune on Richard, and I did not know this. I saw you in August, and apparently the first 6 months of this year,
I took off.
You said, I can't do this. I have to go home.
In January, I had like I was hallucinating and on the road.
Uh-huh.
I'm sober almost 20 years, but I had to say that.
I know you do. It's part of the
plan. When you say hallucinate, that people will think peyote or a trip or acid or something. But the hotel was like spinning. Like, and I felt like I was spinning around the earth.
Okay.
You're laughing, but I'm telling you.
I'm laughing inside because I always assume.
How do I know that you're laughing inside? Are we that close of friends?
That was your deal to, I'm exhausted was one of your specials.
Yeah, but I didn't realize. But as a human being, I'm doomed, I'm in pain, I'm exhausted, and magical misery all caught up with me.
And you just couldn't do it for 6 months. That's not too bad.
No, I took 5 months off. I watched all of Breaking Bad, all of The Wire. A lot of foreign films and almost every Andy Griffith episode.
You can't go wrong with
the black and white ones. I'll take Opie for a million.
The black and white Andy Griffith. You can't go wrong.
No, if you need to relax. But you see my throat? Do you hear it?
You came in here and said you had a throat, and I'm thinking, here we go.
Well, my throat closes up when I come to Zanies because of the pressure.
Of what?
Pressure. I've been coming here 33 years in a row, and people come, and I work triply hard to make sure that I'm on fire. But if your throat's bad, I'm not going to apologize to the audience. They'll boo me. So what should I do? I need help.
I think you got to go back home, take another 6 months off.
No, I think I should call that doctor that helped Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I helped him all right. You know he's dead.
Hey, Michael Jackson died?
You're going to be in a movie with Jennifer Aniston. When is that coming out?
I don't know, but and Owen Wilson and Will Forte, but the woman who played my daughter, she's 23, Imogen Poots. Nice name.
Is that a real name?
It's her name. She didn't change it. She plays a prostitute who screws her way into Broadway, and I play a redneck, the only Jew in the history of cinema to play a redneck.
And what's the name of this?
It's called The Only Jew Ever to Play a Redneck. No, it's called Squirrels to the Nuts. Squirrels to the Nuts.
To the Nuts.
I guarantee you they'll change the title.
And when does this come out?
And Sybil Shepherd's my wife, and Peter Bogdanovich directed it. It was all unbelievable. He co-wrote it with his ex-wife who died, who was shot back in, who he wrote the movie Star 80 about, and he co-wrote the movie with her daughter, his sister, her sister.
All confusing. You're going Chinatown on me. What is it?
It's pretty. Go on Wikipedia and look at Peter Bogdanovich's life. And then they were all there. It was very dysfunctional, except he was a great director. He was like, is that your sister or your wife? Oh, they're both. I mean, the whole thing was confusing to me.
And they
but
both
Aniston was
it.
Great. But, you know, when I would walk out of my trailer, hey, Richard, I would take pictures. I'd let him give him money to buy some, you know, some cereal. Aniston had like 30 people around her at all times. I don't know how she does it. She's a great chick. Very sweet to me.
How she does what?
How does she walk out of a trailer without people attacking her, you know? She has so many bodyguards.
Okay, that's how. She has a lot of bodyguards.
I know, but who would want to live that way?
Well, apparently she does.
I mean, I wouldn't want to tell my bodyguard, do me a favor, Jimmy, get me an enema, will you? Don't tell anybody.
Well, that's the great thing. You don't have to get your own enema.
Well, that's why I never had an assistant and never had ever, because I didn't want them to, you know, get me blow or crystal meth or enemas.
Then they'd write a book later exposing
yeah,
all of that.
And they get you. They yeah. always get you.
What was it, Imogen Poots? What was her name?
Look her up, Poots. Look her up on IMDb. She's gorgeous. And she's my daughter, and she's a prostitute. And, you know, boy, 25 years ago, if I was on the set, I'd be in jail now.
What does that mean?
Oh, gosh, she was so hot. It was killing me. But I wouldn't want to lose my marriage. I love my wife, but I didn't know her then, so I was a sex addict.
Okay, and this comes out when?
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm a redneck and I wear underwear and a cowboy hat.
It doesn't matter when the movie comes out.
It does. It matters to me, but I could if I don't come out well. Bogdanovich said I was good, but I needed more than that. I needed you were great.
All right.
Because I don't trust anybody. I trust you.
Dave?
What's that sound?
That's Dave on the phone, 312-981-7200.
Should I put my headphones on?
You're on with Richard Lewis.
Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Well, you know, I've never really done well. How about you?
You're doing better than me, believe that.
Why, what's going on?
Hey, I've always been a big fan of yours. And,
thank you.
You're a spook, Gary, as a matter of
thank
fact.
Thank you.
What did you call Gary? Spook Gary?
Well, that's my nickname in town.
Spook Gary.
Spook Gary?
Yeah, because...
It's a little racist, isn't it?
Well, we don't mean it that way.
It certainly sounds that way.
Okay. All right, Dave.
Hey, we have next. Drew Bastard Lewis is on up next.
Okay.
Come on. Well, we don't mean it that way. It just sounds that way.
Dave, what do you got for him?
Richard, I wanted to ask you about...
Try not to.
In Leaving Las Vegas. I loved that film.
The first scene I was in.
You know, I thought everybody in the movie was perfectly cast for it. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great film.
What was it like to work with Nick Cage? Because I know he's notoriously, a bit of an a-hole. But
did you like
the movie itself when it was done? And, what did you think about making it?
Well, they called me. I was doing a Letterman, and Figgis and Nick called me, and they actually said you have to be in the scene and pick the role. And I picked the role that, to be honest with you, that had a scene with Nick, you know, a talking scene. And I came in and we ad-libbed most of it, spent about 8 hours, and that was it. But when he was talking to his drunk trainer, he had like a trainer. How do I act this?
A drunk trainer.
Well, I mean, you know, I was in recovery only a year, but, you know, because you have to have different levels of, you know, of drunkenness and... So I was jealous, and then 6 months later, I got a role playing a junkie, which was great. But I was jealous of... I figured I would never get her. It's an indie called Drunks. It's hard. Hopefully, it'll come out on Netflix eventually. But it was great working with him. He wasn't an a-hole with me. And you know, we just talked about women that we had in common.
All right, Dave?
Yeah, that's funny. Great movie, great piece of acting, though, man.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks very much. You know what I did that day? I went to see it when it first came out. I don't know if I ever told you this. And I saw, who had the puppet Lamb Chop?
Sherry Lewis.
Yeah. She was in the back row, and the movie's over. I stand up, and Sherry Lewis says, Richard Lewis, and I was embarrassed already because they all looked. They went, you were great. And I don't know how to take a compliment. I said, thank you. I said, and please send my love to Lamb Chop. And well, then everybody started mocking me in the theater.
Well, she did make those puppets come alive. I'll be honest with you.
You don't think so?
She did.
She did.
Yeah. So you're not out of...
I know, but you don't send your love to cloth.
Okay, well.
I mean, come on. They all thought I was a moron. She didn't even say anything. She turned and walked away.
But you were being respectful to her puppet.
But I'll tell you why. I think she had the puppet on her lap watching the movie.
Sure. She went everywhere with Lamb Chop. You're right. That was just a sock. This woman made a fortune with a sock.
What if she went to dinner with Lamb Chop and ordered lamb chops? I'll have a lamb chop. And the puppet thought she was going to be murdered.
All right. Hang on. Richard Lewis, he's out of the 5 months of watching television. He's ready to
entertain you. No, I've done six cities since.
Yeah, I know.
And a movie. Come on.
I know.
I'm back.
All right. Hang on. Visiting with Richard Lewis, he's at Zany's on Thursday, two shows on Wall Street, and Zany's in Rosemont on Friday, two shows. And Tom has a question for you, Richard, 312-981-7200.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
You're on with Richard Lewis.
Fine, Richard. I was wondering about Curb Your Enthusiasm. Will you be doing any more?
Well, that's what President Obama asked Larry on the golf course for 3 months ago, and he didn't tell him either.
So Larry's playing golf with the president now.
And he said, are you coming back for a ninth season? And he wouldn't tell him.
Well, because Larry's been doing movies and...
Yeah, one movie, and so...
So what?
So he should come back.
So what has he told you? Anything?
I never asked him.
But there is going to be another season.
I don't know. He never told me. Didn't even tell the president of the United States. I would have told the president. How dare he? He once did a fundraiser for Clinton a long time ago. He's upstairs on his third floor, and he doesn't come down to the party, and Clinton's ready to leave. Bill?
That Clinton, yes.
Yeah, and Mrs. And his wife, and his Mrs. ex-wife came up and says, you know, the president would like to say hello to you and thank you. And Larry went, I don't think so. I don't need to go down there.
Hey, Richard, I asked a question of you on the Oprah show years and years ago. You were on with Jerry Seinfeld.
Young comics, right. That's like 25 years ago.
Yeah, and I was trying to be funny. It didn't really work out.
Try it again.
Well, I was saying, well, you know, Richard, in your routine, you talk about, you know, you're having a hard time picking up girls, dating girls.
Yeah,
I said, well, maybe you'd like to go out with my sister. She's not Jewish, but she does wine a lot.
So, all right. There's a lot of problems with that joke.
Now, why don't you help this man? What are you?
Well, first of all, it's anti-Semitic, it's neo-Nazi, and there's no punchline. Otherwise, I think you should open with it.
You're gonna do.
You have a career in comedy, my friend.
Well, on the Third Reich circuit, when that comes around.
I know you're not anti-Semitic. Listen, most of the women I dated weren't Jewish, and they whined more than the Jewish women I went out with.
It's a stereotype. Told me you went out. We're going on a date with this woman, and she comes downstairs. You go to her house. You're standing there. She goes,
the dog story?
My dog doesn't like you.
Famous actress.
I can't go out with you.
Because I was drunk when I showed up and tumbled over a couch with a bottle of Cristal. She knew I was. She didn't want to drive with me. So she says, Richard, I can't go out with you. I go, yeah. She went, my poodle hates you.
I didn't know that you were drunk. I thought it was just the dog getting a vibe off of you.
I was almost always drunk when I was off.
All right. Well, that's sad. What's the deal?
Not for 19 years.
What's the deal with the dog now? You got a dog about a year and a half ago.
A rescue, yeah.
And you love this dog. I've never seen you so enamored with something since I've known you.
Well, I've never had a female not talk back to me or not have issues with me or not tell me, you know, if I'm right or wrong. She just licks me. And I give her treats. I'm like a drug dealer. It's the best.
And you never thought you'd like a dog?
But if it's a rescue and they're small, they're like 15 pounds, it's a Maltese mix. But here's the thing that's so weird. That's why my wife didn't come to Chicago. I went to New York to do some gigs and some. I did what's that show? He's taking over Leno's spot.
Fallon.
Yeah, I did Jimmy's show. It was really fun. He was a good guy. But the dog, my wife has to walk her. I don't walk her. She never takes a leak or does number two with me. So my wife had to walk her three times a day and feed her. But when she went out in the street, New York drove her crazy. She was attacking people because she was a street dog. At home, she never barks unless the door rings. And I couldn't even have sex with my wife when I came here. I got really, I felt like I was 25 again, ripped my clothes off, ripped her clothes off, ran to bed. I mounted my wife. Can you say that?
No.
I didn't say mount. No, I didn't mount my wife.
All right, I get it.
Okay.
What about the dog?
The dog threw me off her, and it was slid between her bosoms and put a paws up like Jolting Joe Frazier, and started slap fighting me.
And that was the end of that night.
Yeah, we laughed. It was like a father knows best, like family thing. But I didn't have any sex.
Okay.
So my dog is keeping and it's, you know, when you're 60, when you're in your 60s, man, you know, when you get that drive, you don't want a dog to ruin it for you. So what am I going to do, throw the dog on the street to have sex?
You're like a Dr. Oz with your
I don't watch that show.
Advice.
What's his advice?
When you're in your 60s,
what does he do? What kind of advice does Oz give?
It's a medical thing.
Do you believe any of this stuff?
I don't.
What does Maury Povich do on radio? He's been on for 50 years. What does he do?
He finds the fathers of women or their babies.
So it's a good reason to be on then, I guess.
Yeah, he just checks DNA, and you're the father, you're not the father, that type of thing.
And what about that stupid show where everyone fights and the joke, that guy from Cincinnati, that's still on?
Springer.
Oh, my God. I mean, talk about lack of civility. That is one of the worst shows in the history of television. It makes people feel that it's normal to slug your ex's girlfriend. I hate that show.
Thank you, Richard. Now, you're rested.
No, I dislike him.
You're rested. You're ready to go on Thursday and Friday nights. You took 5 months off. You watched television.
Well, I mean, I just did six cities.
I understand.
And my throat's closing.
Your throat's closing, and you've been sober for 22 years. I think that's...
No, 19 and a half.
19 and a half.
Well, come on. You don't have to repeat what I said. I'll do anything you want. I'll even sing for you.
All right. You're good. You're good. Always good to see you. And then the movie's coming out, you don't know when, with Jennifer Aniston.
It's called Squirrels to the Nuts.
And you don't know when that's coming out.
I stream you at home.
Oh, thank you.
Why not?
And you don't know when Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to start.
No, I mean, Larry, I never ask him because he's obnoxious and he'll hang up on me.
All right. And you did ask him for $1 million once, and he also hung up on you when you did
that. He wouldn't give me $1 million.
And this is legitimate.
But I went to dinner. He asked me to go to dinner. I said, what time do you want dinner? He said, 3:08. 3:08?
That's
dinner? I spent an hour and a half getting him up to 4:50. I go to this big shot restaurant in Beverly Hills. I tell the maitre d', I'm paying for the Chinese food. He said, oh, Mr. David will get upset. I don't care about Mr. David. Screw him. I can afford dinner. I was bummed.
But you were asking him for $1 million while you're doing
this. Forget the million. That was years ago. That was when I got sober and I was nervous. So now now this is like a year ago. So I give my credit card. He comes in an hour late. And I said, let's order like we used to do when we were broke. You order one thing, I order one thing, and we mix it. He says, no, you'll embarrass the chef. What the hell are you talking, embarrass the chef? Chef comes out with 35 dishes on a Lazy Susan, and I realize now that I had left my credit card. The phone rings. We're only there. Larry's there for a minute. It's Steve Martin, the comic. He says, oh, Steve, oh, my God, I forgot. Doesn't say I'm sorry, doesn't say anything, but it's poker night. I got to go. And I'm stuck with 400 dishes.
No credit card.
And a $500 bill.
All right. Richard Lewis, good to see you. See you at Zany's.
I love you, buddy.
Love you. WGN.